Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 7:15 edition of the news on Tuesday, the 10th of January. It's 51, cloudy skies, very, very breezy out there this morning, and we are expecting rain to develop a little bit later on today, and some wintry weather in here by the end of the week. I'll have more on that following this edition of the news. It is time now for the news. From the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk, Mark Densmore is located in Wayne City. Well, the great folks in the Illinois Senate have abandoned their plans to vote on a deadlock-busting budget plan. Democratic Senate President John Cullerton and Minority Leader Christine Redonio said yesterday they were close to an agreement on a plan to fund state services for the first time in more than a year, but Redonio says her Republican members want more time to debate. Package includes, get ready for this, an income tax increase from 3.75% to 4.95%. And Republicans want to ensure the plan includes changes in the business and political climate that the governor, Bruce Rauner, would like to have included. The legislature's session expires today, so there was not enough time to move the plan over to the House. So the Senate wants to provide a framework for future proposals. Now the plan will be reintroduced after the new General Assembly is seated tomorrow. Also, speaking of happenings in Springfield, Illinois' largest state employees union says it's made significant concessions in hope of resuming contract negotiations, including a wage freeze. The State Council of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, issued a letter Monday saying they also would pay higher health care premiums and there would be a wage freeze. The union had previously called for an 8.5% increase over 4 years. Now, the union wants to resume negotiations after talks with Governor Bruce Rauner's administration broke down more than a year ago. But a state labor board ruled that those talks were officially at an impasse, meaning the governor could impose whatever contract terms he chooses. The union can accept or they can strike. Then the union filed a lawsuit to keep Rauner from imposing his own terms. That's still pending. Rauner's spokesman called the letter offering a wage concession and increase in health care premiums superficial, saying the terms do not address the major gaps between both sides. WFIW News, time 7:17.
State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
What if someone stole your identity? Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in the United States. Everyone is a potential target, but with State Auto, you're protected. Our identity theft protection program is provided at no additional cost to our home and farm customers. Contact CSI Insurance at 108 West Main, Fairfield, 842-2193 to find out more about State Auto's identity theft protection program. With State Auto, you're protected.
Are you considering new cabinetry for your home or office? If so, look no further than the design professionals at B-Way Design and Decorating. We can create the ultimate layout for your kitchen, dining room, bathroom, laundry room, entertainment centers, and closets that will not only fit your space, but more importantly, fit your needs. Our various lines of custom cabinetry offer hundreds of door profiles and finishes, along with options such as full extension drawer pullouts and soft close features. Visit our showroom today to see all the custom cabinetry options that are available for your project at B-Way Design and Decorating in Fairfield.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
In White County Circuit Court Monday, 26-year-old Kimberly Wendell of Albion was sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 3 felony charge of being in possession of methamphetamine. In addition to prison time, Wendell was ordered to pay $1,097 in various court-mandated fees, fines, and costs, plus assessments. Additionally, she's been ordered to serve another year of parole once she gets out of prison. White County State's Attorney Denton Ott also reports 43-year-old Tina Murphy of Carmine has been sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 4 felony charge of retail theft. Now, Murphy had previously been on probation. However, her probation was revoked when the new sentence was ordered. In addition to time in prison, the judge also ordered Murphy to pay $1,082 in various fines, fees, and court costs, including $23 restitution to the victim. She'll have to serve another year of parole once she gets out of jail. 33-year-old Dustin Ray Nettleton of Mount Airy was arrested Friday afternoon on a charge of criminal damage of property and domestic battery. Mr. Nettleton is accused of grabbing his wife Nikki by the shirt and shoving her up against a wall. He's also accused of throwing her clothes out into the yard and setting them on fire. Nikki Nettleton, 28, did not require medical attention following the alleged incident. Lanice L. Rayford, 21, of Fairfield, was arrested Friday evening on a charge of domestic battery. James R. Hefner, 43, of Kell, was arrested Sunday evening by Fairfield City Police on a charge of driving revoked. Joseph B. Carmichael, 29, of Bridgeport, arrested last Thursday by Fairfield City Police on a charge of driving revoked. And Madison M. Schnepper, 22, of Fairfield, arrested last week on a charge of theft. Well, the Fairfield Lions Club would like to thank all those who stopped by to drop off recyclable items at the Contiki this past Saturday. The club wound up collecting 22 boxes of old Christmas lights, eyeglasses, soda tabs, keys, ink cartridges, and cell phones. The money from the recycling effort will be used for various Lions Club service projects in the future. By the way, the Lions Club is making plans to have a similar recycling project sometime this summer. Well, this Friday, the 13th, will mark the 25th anniversary of the 1992 Elite Eight Fairfield Community High School boys basketball team. Between 5:15 and 6:15, there will be a meet-and-greet reunion with the team in the Fairfield High School cafeteria. That's the old study hall. Everybody's welcome to attend. The team and the cheerleaders will be announced between the JV and varsity game. WFIW News Time, 7:22.
Raise has teamed up with Express Storage Buildings to bring you a rent-to-own or purchase-now option on storage buildings. Included in the price is free delivery and leveling when set up. Express Storage Buildings are available in a variety of colors and finishes, and all wood in these buildings is treated to resist termites and decay. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks, so you don't have to fix them afterwards. Don't forget to call them now to get on their snow removal list for this winter. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in a variety of sizes and colors. Regular and A-frame styles come with metal sides and roofs. They also have finished wood floors and start at $1,395. Ray's Rental now has 1- and 2-bedroom mobile homes and 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom houses for rent. There's no pets allowed, so call 516-1602.
Fairfield City Council meets tomorrow night in regular session. They'll start their meeting at 6 p.m. On the official agenda is an ordinance proposing an increase in utility rates. Also plans to award bids, a bid for the sale of a 1995 Ford Crown Victoria car that was previously assigned to the Fairfield Fire Department. It's being sold as is. And also on the agenda, a resolution authorizing the lease of municipally owned utility poles at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The annual dinner meeting of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has been set for March 13th. During that meeting, the Business of the Year and Community Service Award will be presented. Nominations for recipients of those awards are now being accepted at the Chamber office through Friday, the 10th of February. You can make a nomination by calling the Chamber office at 842-6116, or you can write the Chamber at 121 East Main, or shoot them an email at chamber@fairfieldwireless.net. Last year's Community Service Award went to Donna Reaver. Carnaby Square was the Business of the Year. Fairfield Travelogue is continuing its run of adventure series this month. The next program will be this Thursday, the 12th, Misty Isles of Scotland, presented by Tom Sterling. And on February the 9th, The World is Round, presented by Steve McCurdy. Tickets for this series can be purchased at the offices of McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup, or the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. This is a joint project of the Fairfield Rotary Club and Wayne County Farm Bureau. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices hit the skids yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $2.25 per barrel, and today they're paying $44.75 a barrel. A local and area deaths, 83-year-old Fairfield resident Delman Bradshaw died at 4:25 Sunday afternoon at Wayfair in Fairfield. He'd been manager at the Wayne and White Counties Farm Bureau. Was also a 50-year member of the Fairfield Masonic Lodge, the Wayne County Shrine Club, and was a volunteer at the Hospital Auxiliary. Survivors include his wife of 62 years, Velma Bradshaw, a son, David Bradshaw, Fairfield, a daughter, Trina Hassinger of Fairfield, 5 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and a sister, Alice Quick of El Dorado. Graveside services for Delman Bradshaw will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Raleigh, Illinois Masonic Cemetery. Visitations tonight, 5 till 7 at Johnson, Vaughn, and Fairfield, with a Masonic service at 7. Memorials may be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital. Norma Alice Miracle Book, 85 of McKinney, Texas, formerly of Snyder, Texas, died Saturday. She had worked as a business manager at Wilson Motors for 15 years. Survivors include children, Deanne Carroll and husband Charles of Lubbock, Texas, Joe Book of McKinney, Texas, Terry Book of McKinney, Texas, 5 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. Services for Norma Alice Miracle Book will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Wednesday evening at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Visiting Nurse Association of Texas and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Ruth Marie Johnson, 98, of McLeansboro, died January 8th at Bethesda Gardens in Terre Haute. She was a member of the First Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Survivors include a son, Mike Johnson, and wife, Alice, of Terre Haute. 3 grandsons also survive, and 5 great-grandchildren, and a sister, Marianne Chapman of Lafayette, Indiana. Services for Ruth Marie Johnson will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery. Visitation, 10 o'clock Wednesday morning till the time of service at Golson's in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the First Baptist Church in McLeansboro or the Oregon Baptist Church of Terre Haute and will be accepted at Golson's in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Jerry Rubenacker, 68, of Dahlgren, will be 12 noon today at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Burial in Bethel Cemetery at Dahlgren with graveside military rights provided by the American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro and a military honor team of Marion. Visitation will be 10 this morning till the time of service, noon, at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Myrtle D. Lewis, 85, formerly of Grayville, will be 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. That's 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Burial in Ridge Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning till the time of service, 1 p.m. at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Memorials may be made to Ridge Church and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Funeral services for Sonny Draper, age 84, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Chapel of Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Visitation will be 10 o'clock this morning till the time of service at the Chapel of Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the First Baptist Church of Wayne City or the Hospice of St. Mary's Good Samaritan and will be accepted at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. Services for Emma Catherine Orr, 98, of Grayville, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Cook Chapel in Grayville with burial in Oak Grove Cemetery. Donations may be made to the First Christian Church of Grayville or the Grayville Senior Citizens and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 729.
New shipments are in at Serendipity Card and Gift in downtown Fairfield. Find new styles of Lottie Dottie, Ginger Snaps, Petite Snaps, and Mia Sol jewelry and accessories. Create a unique look with these interchangeable and versatile necklaces, bracelets, and rings. Design a smart look all your own. Just think, one ring, unlimited possibilities. And remember, right now is the best time to redeem your gift certificates from the holidays while it's fresh on your mind. There's always too much to mention, but so much to love at Serendipity Card and Gift in downtown Fairfield.
Barn doors are a hip interior design trend. Barn doors act as a partition or a space-saving door in your home. But the quality barn door hardware can be hard to find, but not anymore. You can find quality and quiet barn door hardware at Kincaid's. It's available in oil-rubbed bronze or stainless steel finishes. So if you're wanting a barn door or even a new kitchen or bathroom, go see Lisa and now Julie McGill for a free consultation in the home decor department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Here's a look at sports. Girls high school basketball scores from last night. Fairfield defeated Hamilton County 39-29. It was Edwards County over El Dorado 57-52. El Dorado took the JV game. Carmi White County beat Johnston City 36-31. Gorville over Chester 77-63. Cecil Valier trounced Trico 93-38. It was Newton over Flora 42-36. North Clay beat Cowden Herrick Beecher City 43-32, Woodlawn over Sandoval, 49-34. Payne to beat Neoga 70-30. It was Nashville over Anna Jonesboro 48-28. Heron over Benton 42-30. Bree Central beat Redbud 41-22. And Effingham over Charleston 43-35. Junior high girls basketball last night. New Hope over Opdyke Belle Rive 33-30. Opdyke Belle Rive took the JV game in overtime. And Bluford beat Wayne City in a pair 31-19, the varsity contest. Junior high boys basketball down at Grayville at that WEAA tournament. Sisney over Grayville on the championship semifinal. And elsewhere, Fairfield defeated Albion last night 67-28. Fairfield also won the JV game there. Looking at the local schedule for tonight, Wayne City's at Harrisburg in high school girls basketball. That'll be at 6 o'clock. High school boys basketball at 6:15. Wayne City at Gallatin County. Listen as the Indians take on the Hawks in non-conference play, starting with the Indians pregame show at 7:30. That'll be on WFIW 104.9 FM, also live online at WFIWradio.com. At 6:15 also tonight, Christ Our Rock Lutheran's at Sisney. Listen to the Running Lions take on the Silver Stallions, starting with the Running Lions pregame show at 7:30 on WOKZ 105.9. Also live broadcast and archived games available at NetworkOneSports.com. Another game tonight at 6:15, Edwards County travels to Carmi. Junior high girls basketball, Class S Regional underway at Field. At 6 o'clock tonight, New Hope plays Iuka, and at 7:15, it's Field versus Jasper. Junior high boys basketball tonight. The WEA tournament continues with the Consolation Championship at 6, followed by the championship semifinal at 7:15, New Hope versus Allendale. Also elsewhere tonight, Summersville takes on Wayne City in junior high boys basketball. Looking at some national scores from last night, for the most part, NBA and NHL got out of the way for NCAA football. The national championship game in a wild one. Clemson wins it on the last second touchdown, 35-31. In the NBA, three scores, Oklahoma City over Chicago, 109-94. It was Minnesota over Dallas, 101-92. And New Orleans knocked off the New York Knicks, 110-96. Derrick Rose, Knicks point guard, missing in action. Knicks did not know where he was at game time. In the NHL last night, Florida shut out New Jersey, 3-0. It was Washington over Montreal, 4-1. Winnipeg shut out Calgary 2-0, and Dallas beat the LA Kings 6-4.
And that is time to check the WFIW weather forecast. 60% chance of rain today, warming to 55. 20% chance of rain tonight, low 36. 40% chance of rain Wednesday, high near 60. 50-50 chance of rain Thursday, high of 60. Maybe some rain, maybe some snow, maybe some freezing rain, maybe some sleet. A wintry mix Friday, high of 34. Rain likely Saturday and Sunday. High of 39 Saturday, warming back up to 50 by Sunday. 41, the big high yesterday, 38, the low this morning. And at 7:33 under cloudy skies, breezy conditions out there, it's 51. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
As our weight increases, so does our body mass. You need